Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on initiatives for wildlife conservation and protection in India. The participants are Dr. Salvador Lindo, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Prateek Pawar, environmentalist and involved in annual Himalayan bird survey. Moderator is Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav.
In the ecology of Earth, not just humans but all species hold utmost importance. The conservation and protection of wildlife is vital for maintaining the environmental balance. Today is the World Wildlife Day. The Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, has stressed upon the significance of wildlife protection. And to discuss upon wildlife protection and the initiatives being taken for this great cause, we have with us two special guests, Dr. Salvador Lindo, scientist, Environment and Wildlife Institute of India, Dehradun, and Mr. Prateek Pawar, who is the founder of an NGO for annual Himalayan bird survey in Uttarakhand. Question is to Dr. Salvador Lindo. So wildlife protection is of vital importance for the ecological balance. What is the current outlook and the protection measures that are being taken?
It's a very important question, very pertinent at times. I think we're living in a time with a lot of changes in the environment, a lot of changes in climate. So I think in the current context, if you look at, it becomes even more urgent as to how we globally come, we locally come, we nationally come into protecting the environment. So a lot of initiatives have taken part. The nation has been part of, has brought out many such schemes, many such programs for the last, if you look at just the history of the last 50 years itself, if you look at Project Tiger, which was started a long time ago, if you look at Project Elephant, if you look at now, our Honorable PM has also taken out, the report on Project Dolphin in terms of estimating dolphin numbers. So I think these are welcome initiatives in terms of protecting wildlife. But I will say that India is such a mega diverse country, also a multicultural country. So I think in terms of its size and volume, we have achieved a lot, and we have a lot more to also achieve and also set an example in terms of how we live in coexistence with wildlife.
Absolutely. Very well said, Dr. Salvador, that India is not just a diverse country, but it's a mega diverse country. My next question would be to Mr. Prateek Pawar. What exactly are the efforts that are being put forward and put in place for the conservation of birds, the migratory birds, and what great initiatives have been taken so that these birds find a lovely home for them?
You very rightly said that birds are very important, and most of the bird species migrate from one place to other in search of shelter and food, basically. These are the two driving forces that trigger migrations in birds. So what we are doing in Uttarakhand is we got a small initiative called ART, that is Action and Research for Conservation in Himalayas, where annually we take annual bird survey, which I really feel proud to state that it is the longest, the biggest, and the continuing survey in the country since 2008. So you'll be very amazed to know that in India, we have around 305 species recorded so far, bird species, right? And in Uttarakhand alone, since 2008 until date, we have documented around 721-22 species. I mean, though scientific referencing is still underway, so you can easily say around 720 species we have recorded. So now it's a major component of the all species collectively put together in the country. So it is a very amazing place, especially for people who want to observe birds, who really want to know and learn about them. So it is a place. Jaisa ki, like aapne bhi bola ki, you said ki, how do we save birds, especially the migratory ones?
Absolutely.
So we need to secure the roosting habitats, like we have Asan here, Bhimgoda here, and many other water bodies for waders, right? Wader is one category of species, and water birds, because they are in a very concentrated area. They are in a concentrated number and in a very area where which is easily identifiable. Unlike like land birds, I mean, birds are free to move from one point to other, right? So we need to secure these places as far as vigilance by a forest department is concerned, so that people don't come and do unnecessary poaching. whether for the pot or for pleasure. That is very important. And secondly, raising awareness is the very major tool. And I'm really happy to tell you that what my observations in working for last 15 years on a subject called birds, what I find is like today's young minds, that is our new generation, is quite adaptive and they're quite willing to take up, to know really about birds and animals and wildlife and species in general. They're very curious and they want to, they're concerned also, ki how can we save them? Because I think everybody knows about like global warming and climate change is happening. Last year, summers, we've seen 43 degree temperature in Dehradun. I know it was, I think, probably more in Delhi. So it was like raging for us to, I mean, how do we tackle it? So likewise, if it was difficult for us humans who have, you know, shelters, homes, houses, ACs and all, what do the birds do out there in the open? They have nothing to, nowhere to go. So this is good times. I mean, people are now concerned about it. They are willing to save them.
In conversation with Dr. Raja Mohan, Chief Conservator of Forests and Field Director at the Dudhwa Tiger Reserve, sir, what are the ground-level initiatives being taken for wildlife protection?
Dudhwa National Park and Tiger Reserve is one of the oldest national park and tiger reserve in India and also the largest one. And to conserve the natural resources, particularly the tiger and its co-predators, we have taken a lot of initiatives. Particularly, we try to combat the wildlife incidences and the human-wildlife incidences because we have a steady increase of tigers and other mega herbivores like elephants and rhinos. We are using latest technologies like thermal drones, NRS and other technology. And we also are taking the cooperation of the fringe village community, involving them in the conservation of wildlife and its natural resources.
How is technology useful in the conservation efforts of forests as well as wildlife?
See, technology plays an important role in almost every day in our forest protection and conservation, right? From fire detection, fire prevention, fire dosing. And we also use technology to detect the stray animals and to bring back into the areas. And also we have a lot of alarm technologies like anadars. And also we also track tigers using other wildlife using the collars where these animals have been collared and they are released into the wild like leopards and tigers. And we also use the latest technologies like the AR cameras, IR drones, infrared drones, and also we use the trail cameras to record the movement of not only these wild animals, but also the suspicious people, particularly poachers, inside the fringe villages.
Thank you so much, Dr. Raja Mohan, for talking with Akashvani.
Thank you.
My question to Dr. Salvador would be, sir, being a scientist, how do you see the conservation efforts being done by the incumbent government, which is very much focused on the fact that ecological balance should be maintained, that the environmental protection should be done, that wildlife has to be conserved and protected very well, and how important in these conservation efforts are the acts or the rules formed under the Wildlife Protection Act 1972?
I remember a quote from Mahatma Gandhi which says, you know, you can judge a country by the way it treats its animals.
So true.
You know, so I think the wildlife, when you look at the Wildlife Protection Act, after it was enacted in 1972, then Project Tiger also had come. So it stems from the commitment of protecting all species. If you look at the Act, in India, we have a very different ethos. And from that ethos, the Wildlife Act also has come.
Exactly.
So every species is conserved under that act. We, unlike other countries, if you compare, for example, some countries allow hunting and allow that. Our country, because the ethos that we have different views on that.
Absolutely.
Also under the act, we have a lot of, you know, provisions now and then that keep on changing or bringing in involvement from the local people, the local community, recognizing the importance of community, which is what the theme of this year's Wildlife Day is in terms of livelihood and nature and wildlife. You know, so that is already embodied in the Wildlife Protection Act. If you look at recognition of community reserve, recognition of community conserved areas. So the Act itself has laid out a lot of provisions for the involvement of communities, for the involvement of, you know, local groups, for the involvement of non-governmental organizations. So those sort of things and the approach of citizen science and looking at, you know, how we can bring that. Because, you know, it's not that wildlife is separate and you are separate from wildlife or nature. You are part of that. So
absolutely,
I think that in terms of the Act, in terms of the provision in the Act, in terms of what it entails, it has a lot of importance. It's one of the most powerful acts if you look at, though it's a very small act if you look in the national context, you know, we compare it to the other acts, but it's a very powerful act which allows a lot of actions to be taken. And I think it's constantly evolving. We're evolving in that sense to look at more and more and more into a more landscape context, into a more community-based context.
Absolutely. I think, Dr. Salvador, that's a very beautiful thing that you've said, that in India, the ethos and the culture is such that we do not allow hunting. We do not disrespect any species. We respect each and every species that we have, and hence the great efforts that are being done by the incumbent government and the country as a whole. How do you see the vision and the targets set by the National Wildlife Policy 2017-2031? And how far have we come across in this? What are the efforts that are being undertaken, and how futuristic are those efforts when we talk about various species and their protection?
When we look at the national, in fact, the Institute, the Wildlife Institute, is one of the model agencies in terms of, you know, advising the government of India and advising the PMO also in terms of wildlife matters and all of this. I mean, the wildlife policy or the wildlife action plan, which was made, also looked at many aspects of how we can integrate various themes. And some of the themes are looking at research, some of the themes are looking at monitoring, some of the themes are looking at enhancing capacities, some of the themes are looking at how do we use, you know, nature for livelihood, how do we enhance tourism, how do we, you know, enhance payment for ecosystem services. All those sort of things is something that we are doing. And there have been a lot of schemes, if you look at the approach, national programs which, you know, have been launched. I told you about Project Tiger. There's also, you know, Project Dolphin. There's also looking at efforts now that the Honorable PM has launched a dedicated center, and also looking at conservation of lions for a long time. There's been Project Cheetah, also Project Elephant. So these are species-based conservation efforts. We also know about, if you look in the Northeast, you know, you also have rhino populations, which were very, very little at one point of time. Now look at rhino populations. Kaziranga has become one of the most iconic places where you see rhinos, and also a World Heritage Site. These sort of efforts that are being made is something that we have come a long way across. Also, if you look at programs in terms of community involvement awareness, you know, the Ek Ped Maake Naam. This is a beautiful thought. I think everybody takes it up. It's a wonderful initiative. So we've been doing, as a nation, as a country, we've been doing a lot of these efforts at a national level. But yes, certainly, if you look at the road, is very long. You know, it's a winding and long road. So we have a lot of things also to achieve in terms of getting more awareness.
So we can say that we still have a lot to achieve, but at least we should be feeling proud of the fact that we are on the right path. Dr. Salvador, what about the inclusion of technology in wildlife protection efforts?
The age of technology has really changed a lot in terms of understanding primarily wildlife behavior, wildlife sensors, wildlife populations. Earlier, if you look at the earlier days, we were counting tigers based on their pug marks. But now what we are doing is we have gone into using remote passive camera traps from which the tiger sensors have come. So technology has taken over from that. Then now, you know, photographic capture, AI-based capture, you know, artificial intelligence has come in. Also looking at soundscapes, understanding bird sounds, looking at underwater systems for estimating or for counting certain species. So technology in terms of satellite technology also in monitoring many, many things, disasters, wildlife disasters, understanding behavior, understanding the aspects of wildlife genetics, even in actually curbing wildlife crime. For example, there's a dedicated field for those viewers who are listening who want to pursue this and want to make a difference. Wildlife forensics is a very big coming field in terms of looking at forensic techniques, DNA techniques in identifying wildlife crime. Because many of the time, you know, if you have convictions in the court and if you have, you know, to enforce them, you have to prove that what you're saying is, in fact, a wildlife item and is banned under the law. How do you prove it?
Absolutely.
You know? So those sort of technologies are available. So wildlife technology and wildlife as a field has never been behind in adopting these technologies.
Thank you so much, Dr. Salvador Lingdo and Mr. Pratik Pawar, for such vital information on the significance of wildlife protection. And I hope that all the efforts bear fruits and India is able to bring forth great innovative changes in this field. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining Akashvani in this very, very important discussion.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on initiatives for wildlife conservation and protection in India. The participants were Dr. Salvador Lingdo, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Prateek Pawar, environmentalist and involved in annual Himalayan bird survey. Moderator was Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.